Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News.
Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon.
My friends, praise the Lord. Let's fly away and let's pray it'll be soon. Amen. With this world and the condition it's in right now, welcome to all my friends tonight to the Signs Radio International program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. Did you know that the end days are upon you? Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen and amen. The day of the Lord is at hand, my friends. This program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs support just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit is this radio program for you. And if you are being fed by it, please consider supporting it. Radio time is costly, so just pray and ask God what He would have you do to help support this program. Other programs have more than enough supporters. Signs has only a few. And because this program is listener-supported, Signs cannot stay on the air without your help and support with your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. That's the truth. Now for the last days and times quick Bible study, King James Version, from Luke chapter 17, verse 26 and 29 and 30. As it was in the days of Noah, read on past verse 26, also Lot and Sodom, so shall it be in the days of the Son of Man. But the same day that Lot went out of Sodom, it rained fire and brimstone from heaven and destroyed them all. Even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Watchmen commenting on those verses, the so-called President of America has come out of the closet and is now an open supporter of homosex sin. The abomination is now an abomination in the eyes of our holy God. Luke chapter 16, verse 15. Ye are they which justify yourselves before men, but God knoweth your hearts. For that which is highly esteemed among men is abomination in the sight of God. New York City's Mayor Bloomberg immediately responded in support of homosex legalization, in particular marriage. I have long suspected Bloomberg to be a homosex as he brazenly marches in homosex parades in New York City. Also, New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo, who legalized homosex marriage in New York State, is supporting Obama's new out-of-the-closet homosex stance. Bloomberg and Cuomo are also an abomination in our holy God's eyes. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 26, neither shalt thou bring an abomination into thine house, lest thou be a cursed thing like it. But thou shalt utterly detest it, thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. My friends, no true truth Christian can possibly say homosex is anything but an abomination. Likewise, any person who openly agrees with the abomination's homosex marriage is most likely a homosex themselves. For no person in their right mind could approve of the sick homosex lifestyle unless they are involved in some way with that sick lifestyle themselves. Revelation chapter 17, verses 4 and 5. And the woman was arrayed in purple and scarlet color, and decked with gold and precious stones and pearls, having a golden cup in her hand full of abominations and filthiness of her fornication. Verse 5, and upon her forehead was a name written, Mystery Babylon the Great, mother of harlots and abominations of the earth. Enough said, get right and get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Let's stand against any kind of sin on this program so we may enter heaven as the end draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus, Revelation 22, verse 20. Brother Johnson, God's watchman, has spoken the true truth word of Almighty Yahweh. Amen.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends.
1:6.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
Yea, saith the Lord, O America, how you have struggled, saith God. How you have tried and strived to maintain your relationship with me. But your leaders, America, have not maintained their relationship with me, saith the Lord. They have gone as far from me as one can get, saith God. They have embraced the evil one, my enemy. They worship the things of darkness. They meet in secret places. And they praise the gods of darkness, saith God. And because of this, America, my wrath shall come upon thee, saith the Lord. I shall pour out my wrath upon thee, America, and you will feel the result of the sin of your leaders. Even those that are mine will be touched by what shall be poured out, though they shall not be destroyed by it, saith God. For I have you in my hand. In my hand you are safe, saith the Lord.
Prepare yourself now as one who will be ready when the kingdom is brought forth, saith the Lord. For now is the time, and today is the day of salvation. Fear the Lord, for the Lord has spoken.
Wow, those were two powerful prophetic words. Now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. As I always say, in this program, you get the true truth right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verses 2 through 4. For he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. For no man understandeth him, howbeit in the spirit he speaketh mysteries. But he that prophesieth speaketh unto men to edification and exhortation and comfort. He that prophesieth edifieth the church. Watchman comment. Tongues, my friends, are God words that are spoken by men. And when spoken in prayer, they need no interpretation, for they are meant only for God, no matter what some people will tell you. Mark chapter 16, verse 17, and these signs shall follow them that believe. They shall speak with new tongues. But, my friends, when tongues come forth in a manner not of prayer, drawing the attention of all those near, an interpretation is required. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 13. Wherefore, let him that speaketh in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Wow, my friends, that is how the mysteries of God are spoken to and through true truth men and women of God. Acts chapter 2, verse 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Did you hear that, my friends? The true truth, Holy Scriptures, what it said? Let me repeat. As the Spirit gave them utterance. My. The Spirit of the Lord brings not only the utterances, but also the interpretation of those utterances. Acts chapter 2, verse 6. Because that every man heard them speak in his own language. A tongue spoken in prayer will be spoken in a godly language, since it is the Holy Ghost speaking through a man unto the Lord for God Almighty himself. However, a tongue spoken in a prophetic way is often spoken in an earthly language that, like on the day of Pentecost, Acts chapter 2, verse 4, it is understood by those who speak that language, Acts chapter 2, verse 6. So let's look at Acts chapter 19, verse 6. And when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them, and they spake with tongues and prophesied. This is called receiving the baptism of the Holy Ghost by the Pentecostals. including the laying on of hands. As you can see by this verse, it is quite biblical. Amen and amen. Tongues, prophecy, discerning of spirits, interpretation of tongues are all giftings of the Spirit of the Lord, and do not let any false teacher tell you different. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 10. To another prophesy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 22. Wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. But prophesying serveth not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 39. Wherefore, brethren, covet to prophesy, and forbid not to speak with tongues. Did you hear what 1 Corinthians 14, verse 39 said, all you disbelievers out there? It says, forbid not to speak with tongues. Do you realize when you do that, you are going against the holy word of God? My, that's quite dangerous, don't you know? Get ready. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand. Hallelujah, amen. So, get right and get ready. My friends Bobby and Juanita from Virginia, and Philip from Ohio, and Grandpa and Grandma from Green Acres, Illinois, obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, spiritual walk-on-water sponsors for this program, for both Wednesday night and the repeat on Saturday morning. Father, bless them, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord, and your watchmen. Father, I just pray for them, Lord God, that there would be good jobs and good homes and cheap rent or cheap mortgages for them, Lord God, that they would be able to afford the things that they need, Lord. And for Grandma and Grandpa down there, give them a little rain, Lord. Don't give them too much, though. Amen and amen. Father, bless them, Lord, and thank you for touching their hearts to support this program. Also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen. Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. FDA proposes bypassing doctors selling prescription drugs over the counter. When it comes to freedom of food choice, the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, the FDA, considers Americans to be too stupid to make their own dietary choices. But when pharmaceuticals are involved, the FDA apparently thinks individuals should be able to completely self-medicate themselves without a prescription. Having recently proposed new guidelines that would make it easier than ever for patients to access high-risk prescription drugs without even having to see a doctor, a new four-page proposal made by the FDA suggests that cholesterol, which are statin drugs, diabetes, and asthma drugs, among others, be made available over-the-counter, OTC, to patients without a prescription. Continuing. The 2012 election has often been described as the most pivotal since 1860. This statement is not hyperbole. No. If Barack Obama is reelected, the United States will never be the same, nor will it be able to recapture its once lofty status as the most dominant nation in the history of mankind. The overwhelming majority of Americans do not understand that Obama's first term was dedicated to putting in place executive power to enable him and the administration to fulfill the campaign promise of transforming America in his second term, regardless of which political party controls Congress. This is why his reelection team is virtually ignoring the plight of incumbent or prospective Democratic Party office holders. The most significant accomplishment of Obama's first term is to make Congress irrelevant. The Eric Holder Justice Department has become the epitome of corruption as part of the most dishonest and deceitful administration in American history. In a second term, the arrogance of Barack Hussein Obama and his minions will become more blatant, as he will not have to be concerned with re-election for a third term, unless he decides to become a dictator and stay in altogether. I added that, of course, continuing. Who will be there to enforce the rule of law, a Supreme Court ruling or the Constitution? No one. Barack Hussein Obama and his fellow travelers will be unchallenged as they run roughshod over the American people. Continuing, Pfizer and Merck under investigation for colluding with Obama administration on health care overhaul. Most Americans have no idea what truly went on behind closed doors during the crafting and illegitimate passing of Obamacare, also known as the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act. But a congressional investigation currently underway is seeking to unearth the dirty details, including how drug giants like Pfizer Incorporated and Merck & Company greased the financial wheels to make sure their pharmaceuticals receive preferential treatment as part of the health care overhaul. It is already clear that Big Pharma agreed to provide price discounts on drugs in exchange for their being covered as part of Obamacare. But other secret deals between Obama and the drug industry were likely made as well. Continuing, after the government microchips our soldiers, how long will it be before they want to put a microchip in you? What would you do if someday the government made it mandatory for everyone to receive an implantable microchip for identification purposes? Would you take it? Such a scenario may not be as far off as you might think. In the United States today, millions of dogs and cats have been microchipped. Thousands of elderly patients with Alzheimer's disease have been microchipped. And the U.S. military is developing medical devices that contain microchips to monitor the health of soldiers. Of course, this technology is not going to be required for average citizens anytime soon. Oh, yeah, sure. For now, it will creep into our lives at an incremental pace. But after enough people have voluntarily accepted the benefits of implantable microchips, it will only be a matter of time before they become mandatory. Are you ready for that? Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. And he causeth all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand or in their foreheads. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666. 666. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Oops! Air Force drones can now accidentally spy on you. As long as the Air Force pinky swears it didn't mean to, its drone fleet can keep tabs on the movements of Americans far from the battlefields of Afghanistan, Pakistan, or Yemen. And it can hold data on them for 90 days, studying it to see if the people it accidentally spied on are actually legitimate targets for domestic surveillance. The Air Force, like the rest of the military and the CIA, isn't supposed to conduct nonsensical surveillance on Americans domestically, according to an April 23rd instruction from the Flying Service. But should the drones be taking off over American soil and just accidentally, sort of like, kinda, keep their cameras rolling and their sensors engaged, well, now that might be a different story. In other words, if an Air Force drone accidentally spies on an American citizen, the Air Force will have 3 months to figure out if it was legally allowed to put that person under surveillance in the first place. My. I told you this stuff was coming. Do you believe me now? Continuing. Washington fish are tested for tsunami-related radiation. Do salmon and steelhead returning to Washington rivers here in America come with a dose of radiation from Japan's crippled Fukushima nuclear power plant? The Washington State Department of Health officials don't think so, but they're testing the fish anyway, just to be sure, of course. In the days following the 2001 Japan tsunami, the damaged Fukushima plant was cooled with seawater to try to get it back under control. That sent large quantities of contaminated, radiated water into the Pacific Ocean. My. And another. More tsunami debris from Japan crosses the Pacific. People on the west coast of North America are becoming concerned about the arrival of debris from last year's earthquake and tsunami in Japan. A massive amount of waste from houses and other structures swept away by the tsunami has crossed the Pacific Ocean and reached the coast of Canada and the United States. Last month, a motorcycle from Miyagi Prefecture was found on Graham Island off the coast of British Columbia. Styrofoam insulation materials and other unusual items have been been washing ashore. Some islanders fear that the debris may be contaminated with radioactive materials leaked from the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant. My. Continuing. Police state news. Congressional Democrats introduce amendment to outlaw self-defense in America. The Congressional Progressive Caucus has announced it will introduce legislation designed to strip Americans of the right to defend themselves. Called Stop Shoot First Laws, the amendment to the Commerce Justice Scientific Appropriations Bill, under consideration in the House, would deny states federal funding allocated under Section 505 of the Omnibus Crime Control and State Streets Act of 1968 if they continue to allow citizens to defend themselves. Watchman comment. I warned you this was coming. The word progressive can be found in the Communist Manifesto. Democrats are socialists and socialists are communists. My. It all adds up, doesn't it? Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now? Watchman shofar.
This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news.
Stay tuned, my friends, for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters or both, as the program finishes and in the time that I have left to do it. Dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week, and when you do, also pray about including that WOW, Walk on Water, love offering, be it a love gift, a tithe, or just an offering. This program is listener-supported and is the only way it can stay on the air, and that's the truth. If this program feeds you, the Bible says you should feed it. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Will I find your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week? I pray that I do. To remain anonymous, just put whatever dollars in an envelope that God tells you to, wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope, and leave your return address off. Pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through. Sure, He is. Don't you have the faith? My. But I assure you, I never send out letters asking for money. God has told me only to do that on this program. I always obey God. How about you? Please write sign spelled S-I-G-N-S. P-O, Box 122. Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E. New York, abbreviate NY, zip 13797. I'll repeat that in a moment for you to check it. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. And I'm beginning to wonder where in this world there is a place that's free anymore. Now our ending, True Truth, quick Bible study from the King James Version. A little bit of scripture tonight, Acts chapter 12, verses 6 through 10. And when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side, and raised him up, saying, Arise up quickly, and his chains fell off from his hands. Acts chapter 12, verse 8. And the angel said unto him, Gird thyself, and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, Cast thy garment about thee, and follow me. And he went out, and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. Acts chapter 12, verse 10, final verse. When they were past the first and the second ward, they came unto the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. And they went out and passed on through the one street, and forthwith the angel departed from him. Watchman comment, I needed to read all that because many people listen to this in foreign countries, especially in Africa, where many don't have Bibles. So I had to read those verses. But you know, I truly love this story. Peter was sitting between two guards, and suddenly an angel of the Lord comes to him and frees him. And he thinks it's a vision. He's not sure if he truly believes it himself. Then after his escape, Peter goes to where the believers are interceding for him and knocks on the door. And guess what? They don't open the door. They're not sure either. The young lady, Rhoda, who reported that Peter was at the door, was accused of being mad. Can you imagine that? Even those praying for his freedom are surprised that he's actually free. Isn't that typical of some Christians today? There's two points I want to stress in this story. First, Peter is freed supernaturally with angelic assistance, and he believes it was a vision. He had to step into the reality that he was actually free. Secondly, there were believers who talked about freedom, but when true freedom came, they were shocked as though that they truly didn't believe in what they prayed for in the first place, or that their prayer would even be answered. There are many believers who know they should be free in Yeshua Jesus. They have a head knowledge of freedom, but somehow they haven't grasped the reality of the freedom that is promised. They walk with the vision without living the reality, just like Peter, until he got loose, that is, and then once he was loose, he saw the reality. And that's true of Christians today, too. How will you live your Christian life, my friends, in bondage to your head thoughts or in the freedom available to you in the Spirit of the Lord? In other words, the freedom of the heart. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches.
Pastor Johnson, this is Craig from Atlanta, Georgia. I was giving you a QSL report. I was listening to you tonight on 4840. And had a lot of signal strength and very clear modulation. You were sounding good. Appreciate it. We love you. Keep it up. Maranatha.
My. I thank you, my dear brother. It's folks like you that help keep Science Radio on the air. God bless you. Maranatha. Now, a preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Evans.
Please, ask Jesus Christ into your heart right now. It's that simple. To say, Jesus, I'm a sinner. God, I believe you sent your son to die for me. I want Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. And boy, I'll tell you, things will change in your life.
Thank you, Pastor Evans. My friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in Wednesday to frequency 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night. That's 9350, Wednesdays, 6 p.m. Central or 7 p.m. Eastern. You calculate the other time zones. For more daily news and text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's www.signsradio.com, all one word, signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow, click the News with Views link, and send me an email from either website. Thanks for tuning in to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you pray about how you can bless me back? Here is the address again more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. SIGNSPO Box 122 LISLENY 13797. Now, my virtual recorder number, slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear this program, because when I know you are listening, it helps keep Signs on the air, and that's the truth. I have but one line, so please just keep hitting your redial if it's busy. It usually only takes 15, 20 seconds for someone to give me a signal report. So if you keep hitting that redial until you get through, I'd sure appreciate it. Thanks. Get ready. Here comes my 24/7 virtual recorder number. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating more quickly. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends. I sure enjoyed having you here with me on this radio program tonight, the program that prepares you for the last days and times you live in right now today. Remember now, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week. Be awesomely blessed. Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.